This evening, I'd like for us to consider the question that is often asked, but seldom is answered with assurance. Are you saved? Are you sure? How do you know? You would be surprised at the number of times that people struggle to answer this. Well, I think so. I believe that I've done everything that I've been asked to do. And then if the question should come, if you died this very minute, would you be guaranteed a home in heaven? Sometimes people would scratch their heads and say, I'm not for certain, but I certainly believe that God will take care of me. Tonight, let's look at the book of 1 John. I'd like for us to consider a few things found in chapter 5. Because I believe here, John gives us a very clear answer that if we can, know for sure. In 1 John chapter 5, beginning in verse 11, John writes these words, And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Sound pretty clear, doesn't it? After all, can we have eternal life? The answer is absolutely, because God has already made that possible. In fact, He did all the groundwork that we could be assured of everlasting life. I'm sure you'll remember the words of Jesus back in the Gospel of John. In chapter 3 and in verse 15, Jesus said, Whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Makes sense. God has given us eternal life through Jesus Christ. But it's up to you and to me to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that He truly did come to this earth, that He lived a sinless life, that He died, was buried, and rose again. Because if I don't believe that, then certainly I won't do anything that's asked of me to do that I could receive that everlasting life. And so Jesus later said in John chapter 17, remember that prayer that He offered shortly before His death, and verse 2, that you have given Him authority over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as you have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I truly know God if I know Jesus Christ. God sent Him, and if I truly believe that He is God's only begotten Son, therefore I am on my way to receiving everlasting life. But then the second thing that we notice here in our text of 1 John chapter 5 is where eternal life is. Did you hear John say, eternal life is in His Son? It makes sense that I've got to be where Christ is in order to receive that eternal life. As we learn, we have to believe in God's Son in order to have that everlasting life. When we go back to the Gospel of John in chapter 3, this time in verse 36, here is what John says. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. If I truly do believe in the Son, I will have everlasting life. But what does that mean to believe in the Son? Well, first of all, I've got to believe who Jesus is, and then if Jesus tells me to do something, I've got to do it believing that he is going to keep his promises, that he will give me that eternal life provided I follow his instructions. You'll recall that later in John chapter 6 and verse 47, Jesus again said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." Yes, I believe in Jesus. Therefore, I will have everlasting life. Why? Because Jesus, you'll recall, has all authority that is given unto him. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus said, "All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and on earth." And if Christ has all authority, whatever he commands me to do, I must do it. You'll recall what Jesus commanded in Mark chapter 16, verse 16, when he said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Jesus says, I have to believe in him and be baptized. Well, why should I be baptized? Because that shows that I truly believe in Jesus. That if that's what he commands me to do, I'm willing to do that. There's another important factor from being baptized, because in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, Paul says that he that believes and is baptized will be saved. Remember, he says that baptism is what puts us into Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, being in Christ. That's the only way. Believing of who Jesus is, putting him on baptism, and thus I abide in him and he abides in me. Being in Christ, we have the Son. And having the Son, therefore we have eternal life. So, if we have done those things, John says we can know we have eternal life. There is no doubt. I can rest assured that I believe Jesus, I've kept his commands, I'm doing my very best to live the life that he has called me to, and I'm doing my best to help others to get to heaven. There is not a single doubt that we can live forever and be eternally in heaven with God if we do whatever Christ commands us. But then John went on to say, we have to continue to believe in the name of Christ. Just because we've done it once doesn't mean we always will. After all, the scriptures give us examples of those that have believed and for whatever reason turned aside. Some are even encouraged to go in, restore them back, knowing that we will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. That's why we have to remain faithful, believe in Jesus, and continue to believe by how we live, always keeping his commands. This idea says that we not only have confidence in the Lord that he is able to do what he promised, but to remain in the faith. You'll recall that John writes in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and in verse 10, "Be faithful even until death, and I'll give thee the crown of life." I know that that crown is laid up for me. If I have believed in Christ, have obeyed the gospel, are keeping his commands, and sharing his word. This evening, if you have any doubt about the hope of heaven that is laid up for you, eternal life that is in Christ, you can have that doubt erased. Maybe you're not abiding in Christ. Maybe you do not have the Son, and therefore do not have eternal life. This evening, if you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.